Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're looking at our social relationships, at when they run afoul and when other people's behaviour impact on our own, and when we may actually have to do something about it and manage the boundaries that we have. So more and more we're finding, psychologists and researchers are finding, that it's our social relationships which can be particularly good or unfortunately bad for our health, even our physical health. Because none of us live in a vacuum, and our interactions with other people not only impact on us, but also can be beneficial or detrimental to us. Living in a complex social world has meant that we actually have to define our social relationships and our social interactions with boundaries. Whether we know we're doing it or not, we have boundaries which define and determine the interactions that we have with others. These boundaries can be both visible and less visible. They can be communicated verbally or non-verbally, and sometimes they can be implied boundaries as well, where both parties operate with a certain level of knowledge of the other and manage their relationships in that way. So the boundaries that we have serve to mark all of our interactions, to guide and influence the social encounters that we have in our day-to-day world. So what do these boundaries do? Boundaries communicate information to other people about what is accepted, about the limits of interactions. And in a way, boundaries provide the ground rules for social encounters. Most importantly, though, boundaries are for ourselves. They're the way that we're able to keep ourselves safe and secure, both emotionally and physically, in our social interactions. Sometimes, when someone transgresses one of our boundaries, we have to bring that to their attention as a way of maintaining our social, emotional, and physical safety. So what can you do if someone transgresses your boundary and you need to actually say no to them or have a discussion around the rules of interaction? Firstly, what I would encourage everyone to do is to consider and reflect upon the nature of the encounter, what happened, why it happened, and how it happened, and to consider your boundaries and the issues that you see from your point of view. Maybe discuss this with a friend so you can get a third person perspective. And then when it comes to addressing this with the person, it's important to communicate needs assertively. So being able to name and state the behavior that was the issue, describe to the other person the effect or the impact of that issue, discuss if possible why this may be inappropriate, why this was a transgression of your boundary, and then to set and redefine and discuss the boundary that you are setting with the person and kind of suggest a solution for future interactions. In the future, I would like it if... and you finish the sentence. Like any fence line, like any boundary on a property, our boundaries need to be maintained and looked after over time. They may need to be restated. We may need to do a little bit of work with the other person and with ourselves to keep ourselves safe, both socially, emotionally, mentally, and physically. So have a look at your invisible fence line this week with Mind Games.